Start your mornings off saying goodbye to terminal normality. Say hello to abundant realities. You are royally welcome to listen and participate with Vibrant Living. You will discover how to tap incredible energy, self-healing approaches, freedom from dependence on medications, and strategies to dissolve limitations. Glenn Brooks is a renowned coach of the possible. He produces an acclaimed international program that's much more than a radio show. Vibrant Living is a way of life. Tune in now, right here on KKNW.
Welcome to Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks. And all of us, to some extent, are on a journey. And in that journey, we're all dealing with our health. Is it by design or by accident? And how much do what we do contribute to some quality of ill health? My contributor, the person I treasure having with us today, is a Harvard-trained medical doctor who, for her own health challenges, Dr. Neer, began to look in a different direction. She looked at food and an appreciation for the things that could help her beyond her conventional treatment that she had for herself. And Dr. Neer, I'm really delighted you're with us. I knew from the minute I read about you that the fact that it was a personal journey that you went through would add another spin to it. It's one thing to write about it from a body of just knowledge or scientific references, but a physician who heals herself, such as your case, has a particular warmth in my heart, and I welcome you royally to Vibrant Living.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners.
Tell us your story. Tell us what was impactful in your journey. How did you go down? How did you become a new breed of doctor?
Well, it started off with a track at doing at Harvard, actually, more than 16 years ago. And I was a conventional medical doctor, and had a 1 year of my postdoctoral fellowship there at Harvard. But one of the first things that my advisor, who was the head of the Department of Epidemiology, and the psychiatrist that I was working with, suggested I open up my soul to get nourishment, not just, you know, nourishment for the brain or the intellect. And that started me thinking about, discussions with him about, treating the human being as a whole rather than just, a disease. Mm-hmm. That got me thinking about, the value of his words. So my mentorship at Harvard really turned my eyes inward. And subsequently, when I landed here in New York 10 years later, 2 years later, actually, I started looking at life in a different way, and we were doing research on individuals with terminal cancers and HIV/AIDS, and I was looking more and more at the complications of chemotherapy and all the other drugs that we take for granted in the medical profession, and finding out that the research actually, when you come down to the nitty gritty, showed that there were a number of flaws in the studies that were done. Number one, number two, many of the toxic side effects and complications of treatments were not discussed in the papers, although it was brought up by the researchers. But because of conflict of interest when, big pharma companies were funding the studies, a number of these difficult challenges brought about by the drug treatments were not discussed. And then that was when I was at Columbia that I started finding out research on natural products and how they can address many of the complications and side effects with standard, for example, treatments like chemotherapy and radiation for cancers and for other illnesses as well. But the real turnaround came when I had my own health challenges, Glenn. Mm-hmm. And I had very bad bleeding fibroids and, this natural standard procedure that's done in this country and most countries is hysterectomy for women.
Yeah.
And that was when I decided to do a little bit more in-depth and walk the talk, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I started taking my own, the products that I was recommending for research and for my patients. And I found it made a huge impact in my life, and I was shocked. I was totally shocked. I wasn't prepared that all the conventional routes that I had tried, bar none, you know, except for the surgical procedure, you know, had not worked, you know, for long term. And I came across the wonderful powers of traditional foods like fermented soy and curcumin. And that really turned my life around, brought a shrinkage of my fibroids. I wasn't, you know, getting blood transfusions and landing up in the ER room anymore, but really on my way to health and healing. And here I am a year downstream, and, you know, my uterus has shrunk 70% and no more bleeding. And really, it's all a cause of inflammation. And I figured that inflammation, if that was the source of all our disease states, we need to have more natural products addressing inflammation as a preventive measure. And as, you know, to help us when we are going through any kind of difficult treatment.
Inflammation, more and more people are, I think, recognizing inflammation. I think up until this point, a lot of people are using things like ibuprofen. Matter of fact, I knew this one guy. I used to joke that he would take ibuprofen during playing tennis. But he also, I almost thought he had baby powder. His baby powder was ibuprofen. I mean, this guy was addicted. And clearly, in the sports world, the conversation of inflammation, I think, was prior to more and more people realizing that chronic inflammation might underlie many, many illnesses. What's your understanding now of inflammation and how it plays into things that conventional medicine doesn't, you know, conventional medicine often deals with the event or the effect of something. What would you want to share with the audience around how inflammation plays into illness?
Well, that's a very important question. Thank you for asking that, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Well, inflammation actually, it may be turn out to be what we know as the elusive holy grail of medicine, and the single most important phenomenon that holds the key to sickness and health. And this is a quote by Dr. William Joel Meigs. He was the author of the book called Inflammation Cure. But in my book, The Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, I go on to a much further depth about talking about inflammation. And inflammation is the root cause. And this is the chronic inflammation we're talking about as the root cause of all disease and illnesses and, you know, chronic infections that's happening in our body. Now, we know we need the acute inflammation because that's a sign that, you know, the blood, our body system, immune system, and is rushing to the site where there's an acute inflammation, whether it's, you know, a splinter has come into our hands or the palm of our hand. The body is immobilizing support and defense to remove that. That foreign alien body from ourselves, whether it's a pathogen or whether it's a splinter on our hand, you know, it doesn't matter. The body recognizes as a foreign element. But when the body's defenses are continuously coming up in our body site because of chronic, and a chronic inflammatory process takes over, when that happens, the body's immune system is relentless. You know, it really turns against our own self. So to speak. And when that happens, it can cause different kinds of problems. For example, arthritis. You know, it's a common form of malady with chronic inflammation. And many cancers now are thought about as a chronic inflammatory process that's going on for years, decades, unchecked in the body. So when that comes, when that thinking was purported by scientists now, it's well evidenced now in research by doctors and scientists at MD Anderson Cancer Center, which is part of the University of Texas Medical School, by Harvard, by Columbia, by any of the big, scientific bodies and institutions we know now, they're turning to us inflammation as the root cause of illness. But that means once you have identified that, you can now look at what are the measures you can take to reduce inflammation in your body. So that became very exciting because then the pharmaceutical drugs came on board and said, well, we have now, you know, perfected or nearly perfected drugs now that can address inflammation. Like you mentioned, ibuprofen the painkillers that we are taking. So we're thinking that, you know, natural products have less of side effects, less of complications, you know, like liver toxicity and kidney disease downstream. So why not try natural products and foods that can address inflammation. And most people don't give any kind of thought that what you're eating is affecting a joint pain or your headache or your cancers are growing. So that's the concept now that we are coming out with.
Dr. Neal, why don't you please give people your website today?
Oh, absolutely. The website that you can go to learn more about the book, Prevent Cancer, Heart Attack, Strokes, and Other Deadly Killers, and more about the supplements that we have developed to address this inflammation process in our body is www.jivasupplements.org. And Jiva is spelled G as in Jamaica, I as in Indiana, V as in Venezuela, A as in Apple. jivasupplements.org.
You know, when you listen to Vibrant Living, Dr. Neer is a medical doctor who went through her own journey back to wholeness and health, and now her mission is to share that with other people. A lot of people, you mentioned strokes. One of the recent bestsellers, I think, is called, come to me, it's The Lady's Journey Back from a Stroke. She's a brain researcher. She wrote a book about being inside this experience of a stroke and about her rehab process. And I asked a friend of mine recently who had a stroke, kind of an amazing man. He was had a business around the world, and he was fairly vital. Felt he maybe had underlying high blood pressure, but he said to me, when I asked him what he learned from the stroke, his response to me was, "Don't have one." What have you discovered about inflammation or other factors as it relates to both not just preventing a stroke, but maybe enhancing the cardiovascular system?
Well, one of the important things we have learned is that natural products like resveratrol, for example, found on the skin of grapes, and exciting research that's showing now that it has very potent effects on cardiovascular health and the prevention of strokes. And we've known that what's known as the French paradox, that in France, people, you know, may have a high fatty, high caloric diet, but they are taking one glass of wine a day. Now, I'm not, and living more healthier, and there's less risk of cardiovascular accidents like heart attacks and strokes than, counterparts who are not drinking wine a day, just one glass of wine. And we found it's in the wine per se, for example, there is a component known as resveratrol, for example, and that's helping in heart health and cardiovascular health. And we know that when something is wrong, an inflammation, a plug that stimulates atherosclerosis, building up of plaque and fatty deposits in the blood vessels leading to the heart, if there are plaques there and they send off, you know, this blood clot, it goes all over the brain and all over the rest of the body. It can give rise to complications such as strokes and heart attacks, for example, and bleeding and clotting problems later on. We found that, you know, natural products like resveratrol, which you can take as a supplement, and you don't have to consume alcohol with it, helps in regaining your cardiovascular health and lowering your cholesterol levels naturally. So there are many ingredients that we're using. Even curcumin, for example, you find that is an active ingredient in turmeric, the yellow coloring you get in curry powder. And Indians and Chinese and Asians who consume turmeric on a daily basis have less incidence of strokes and Alzheimer's disease than we find people in countries that do not consume curcumin. So that's very exciting for us, because now for the first time we can talk about what Western research and science is finding in traditional foods that can help people live a healthier life and not succumb to the Western lifestyle chronic diseases.
We continue with Dr. Neer. I want to talk to you about our inner life, the things that affect us at a deeper emotional level. I just finished rereading the book again, The Language of the Heart by Dr. James Lynch.
Yes.
And he's just talking about the consequences of loneliness and isolation. I want to ask you about that when we continue Vibrant Living along with Dr. Vijaya Neer in a moment. We'll take a brief pause and continue with more of Vibrant Living and your questions. Upcoming also, we have Robert Stock, who's developed a line of shirts that people not just buy, they become collectors of these shirts. We're going to talk about how he innovated a totally different approach to these shirts and also some of the things he's done to kind of cultivate his creativity process. Stay with us. I'm Glenn Brooks. We'll continue.
You know, when times are tough, traditional business has a hard time thinking out of the box. Are you ready to think out of the box? Hi, this is Sean Denae Eddy from Vibrant Living Radio with Glenn Brooks. Would it excite you to be in a recession-proof business with amazing potential? There is a unique movement taking place, and it revolves around one of the hottest commodities, chocolate. And not just any chocolate. I am talking about a healthy, dark, delicious Belgian chocolate. If you have a prosperity mentality, jot down my number. It's 888-225-3008, extension 1116. Leave me a message and I'll send you a web link so you can decide if this might be your perfect solution. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. as Glenn Brooks and I discuss solutions to health and wealth. Whatever you do today, live vibrantly.
Hi, I'm Glenn Brooks. How would you live today if you knew it was impossible to fail? You know, you can read a lot of books and get a lot of information, but to make the connections that really make a true difference, you need a regular environment that you could cultivate wisdom, see beyond what you usually see, and also have an opportunity to practice and implement. I want to invite you to be part of Unscripted Power Connections in Seattle. And also, if you're interested in being a coordinator for me in Seattle or anywhere in the United States, we're opening up on a national basis. So give me a jingle personally at 413-582-0705. 413-582-0705. If you've ever been moved to touch more people or didn't know how or felt like, oh my God, public speaking's for someone else, this environment will craft something in you, I promise, that will wake up some more enthusiasm, joy, and also allow you to make that idea to a level of platform where you can actually speak and look to people's eyes and feel the energy that it's something that never ceases to ongoingly touch and amazement. Unscripted Power Connections, coming to Seattle and going national. I'd love you to be a part of it. Vibrant Living Inc. VibrantLivingInc.com is a website. Eager to speak to you.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
You're listening to Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks. Discovering with you a different path to true vibrant living. And Dr. Vijayaneer is with us, who really has become a new breed of physician, really through her own experience of healing herself and seeing in a different direction. Food is definitely our medicine, but another thing is our medicine, I think, is the soul-mind connection, how we actually listen to the wisdom of our body. What did you discover about that during your journey that you'd want to share with people, your journey back to health?
Thank you, Glenn, for the question. One of the things that I had found when I was doing my journey, and especially so I want to share this with you and your readers and your listeners, is what I've written about in my book, The Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Killers, is the importance of meditation. That when, you know, you are left in a conundrum, you know, of choices you have to make about treatments for your medical challenges and your general health crisis or financial crisis in relationships, you know, they all seem to go in, you know, together, if you have noticed. And certainly so, it has been in some points in my life. And I found that just spending a few minutes with yourself every day, about 10, 15, in fact, it's ideal to spend 20 minutes twice a day. And research has shown that just sitting with yourself and engaging in a meditative practice, whether it's just sitting silently or going for silent walks or listening to music, or more important, just sitting with yourself twice a day, helps you to take away the emotional turmoil that ruins, you know, our health, causes catastrophic reactions from us and reactive reactions that are unnecessary based on fear and anxiety. So I'm a big proponent for meditation because in my journey I have found that, you know, just sitting still with myself and cutting off all the anger, I can, you know, be true to myself and just get to the wisdom of what I call, you know, coming forward with a common good. Mm-hmm. When I'm making a decision or when making a realization about how to go forward in life or making a decision, I can see what's the common good. You know, this decision, how does it help people?
Mm-hmm.
And myself, and, you know, think of it in a larger context when you're making decisions. And you find that you open your heart towards love and compassion, and that will be a good space to come from to make a decision for yourself, whether in matters of the heart or the health or finance. That place of compassion for yourself and for others would help you in good state, rather than coming from fear or anxiety.
Mm. Which is, I think Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez said once to me, I don't know, he's an oncologist who, out of New York City, he said once to me that people don't die of cancer, they die of kind of the shock in relation to feeling they're helpless, or that they're you know, they're basically their immune system shuts down. So he was saying his commitment is to bring people to a place of faith in the healing where they could touch upon that. And he says often what happens is that the way something's delivered to the patient is sometimes more destructive than the condition itself.
I totally agree. And I think science is now linking, you know, the condition of your being, you know, positive versus negative. So if you stay positive and have faith, that opens up your heart and helps you to make decisions, and especially intelligently, you know, your immune system responds to people and environment that are positive and going towards faith and healing. So your healing journey takes on a more miraculous course, I would call it, you know, if you are in that state or space.
Do you set aside time each day then to meditate?
Yes. I spend about, I have a program that I do, and I would, you know, I encourage people who are just beginning, just sit with yourself 20 minutes twice a day.
Mm.
I personally do a transcendental meditation,
mm-hmm.
and you can hear, listen, and you know, go on the videos on the website,
mm-hmm.
tm.org.
Yeah.
And that gives you a lot of information on how research in meditation helps to address some of the chronic health challenges like blood pressure, anxiety, and tension, and, you know, a number of illnesses that are attacking our immune system can be enhanced. Our immune system can be enhanced with just a simple procedure like meditating twice a day.
Well, listen, I want to give you another opportunity to give out your website. And by the way, I want to tell people that Dr. Vijayaniere will be with us tomorrow in our series with Sean Eddy on the hidden history of real food. The hidden history of real food, how food culturally and environmentally, we impact food impacts us, and also about some of the hidden both hidden nutrients as well as how food affects our mind, our mood, and also facilitates our healing and our wonder of life. And that'll be tomorrow on, along with Sean Eddy, tomorrow, Thursday, we'll have Dr. Vijayaniere back on the hidden history of real food. What's that website you want people to take a look at?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Glenn, for
You're
having
welcome.
Me on today and tomorrow. And our website is www.jivasupplements.org. If you type in J-I-V-A, G as in Janet, I as in Indiana, V as in Venezuela, A as in Apple, jivasupplements.org. You can go there to get all the terrific amount of research on all the things that we discussed today and what's going to happen tomorrow at our discussion with your listener.
I want to thank you for being with us, and I'm really delighted you're with the Vibrant Living team. My intention is to bring you people from around the world who I feel's voices, experiences, and journeys and callings have contributed to their own raising their well-being, but a bigger sense of also how to utilize these awakenings that are happening around the planet, calling how this actually has for a more vibrant life, not just for us, but other people on the planet. There's so many simple practices that enrich and enhance our lives. And I appreciate you being with us today, Dr. Neer,
Dr. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. And we'll be with you again tomorrow on our series on food. And we'll continue in a moment with Robert Spock, who's developed a really amazing shirt line. As a matter of fact, this line, often people say it's not something they buy, it's something they collect. We're going to talk to Robert about the creative process in clothing. We'll be back with Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks. Thanks for being with us.
Your health is your most precious belonging. Like everything else in life, it's the little things that count, like the water you drink. Did you know that your neighbor's toilet contaminates around 90 glasses of water per day? Or that your tap water gets directly exposed to more than 2,000 rusty contaminants and poisons before reaching your glass? Isn't that disgusting? Well, most people don't realize this until they lose their health or it's too late. But you can do something about it now. Find out how through our completely free water report at waterionizer.org. With a Z, waterionizer.org, or call toll-free 1-877-770-5247. You can be healthier. Visit waterionizer.org now.
Would it excite you to be in a recession-proof business with amazing potential? Hi, this is Sean Dene Eddy from the Vibrant Living Radio with Glenn Brooks. If you're like me, you might be in an industry that's been affected by this lagging economy. And, well, we can live in the past or we can move forward. I am so jazzed that I have a plan B, and I'd love to share it with you if you're thinking of diversifying. Take down this number. It's 888-225-3008, extension 1116. I'll send you a web link, and then we can chat later. We might be in the winter of our economy, but you can do something about it. I did. Call me at 888-225-3008. Extension 1116, and tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. as we discuss solutions to your health and your wealth on the Vibrant Living Radio Show with Glenn Brooks on 1150 a.m. KKNW.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Welcome back to Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks. On the journey to a more vibrant life, I've met a few people who have allowed me to look at things from a different perspective, see things from a different perspective. One of them was a guy named Christopher Haggerty. Christopher was a guy who lectured to corporations about innovation and creativity. And the first time I saw him, and he turned around, I saw that his pants, instead of saying Wrangler or instead of saying any number of other brands, actually said his name. It said Haggerty. And I asked him about that. And he said, it's my rear end. It's my, body, and I want to put my name on it. And it was an interesting little thing. And I, through the years, it is interesting the way we dress, the things that we're drawn to in our dress. Many years ago, I was sitting in the basement of this woman, Carol Jackson's house, who wrote a book called Color Me Beautiful. And people coming for color assessments. And some people noticed as a result of that, certain physical conditions actually changed. They just felt more energy. A few weeks ago, I was at a store and I saw some shirts that just totally touched me, moved me. It was like, wow, where are these shirts from? Who's behind them? I saw the Robert Graham line, and I heard the man behind them was a guy named Robert Spock, who's with us today. And welcome, Robert.
Thank you, Glenn. Good morning.
Why don't you just? I know there's the brand and there's the man. What's your story? Because I know that you think about clothing in kind of a different way. I know that one of the things that people do with your shirts, which is really unique, is more than just consumers. They're collectors of the shirt. It gives them a certain meaning and a certain association, I guess, with freedom and creativity. And I I know at one point you were in the clothing industry in a way that you were kind of stuck or blocked in a certain way, and then things kind of opened up for you. I'd love you to share the audience of how both your freedom and creativity kind of took this shirt line to people in a different way.
Okay. Well, first off, I almost don't consider it selling clothing. I consider it selling more of a sensitivity to feeling good. To me, wearing clothing and wearing something that you like makes you feel good. So, you know, the most important thing for me over the years is to be in the feel-good business and not in the clothing business. And I was kind of stymied over the years because I was limited to certain price points where my Robert Stock collection would fall in the stores. And I was sort of known as a pretty well-known designer, but more in the main floor department store realm of business. And in the year 2001, I decided I had enough of that, and I really wanted to step out a little bit. And I felt that at that time, there was really nothing in the men's business that was really saying anything as far as men's shirts, men wearing button-down shirts, whether they were Oxford pinstripes, blue Oxfords, Tattersalls, simple, classic-looking shirts. I mean, sometimes they were wearing some prints, but there was really never any real expression in men's shirtings. And at the time, I hooked up with an old friend of mine who used to sell me, actually, designs. And his name was Graham, and that's how we sort of came up with the name Robert Graham. And we put this first collection together that was very eclectic, very very vintagey, but yet very modern looking. And what we did to shirts, we took woven shirts, a lot of classic fabrics, but we did a lot of embellishments on them and a lot of trims on them. We sort of became known for the term back cuff. Instead of having a self fabric under the cuff, we either put a print or an embroidery on it. Somebody could turn back their cuff. It sort of changed the whole look of the shirt. A lot of times guys would roll their shirts up. Now guys just turn the cuff up. And if you sort of know a little bit about Robert Graham, what we put under the cuff is kind of special.
But what do you put on?
We do prints, we do jacquards, we do embroideries, we do all kinds of very, very good-looking things that don't actually match, but they go along with the shirt. And sometimes we do little novelty things. We can put little cars there, we can put little paisleys there. We've done dollar signs on the inside of cuffs. So everything, it has a little twist to it. None of our things really, we don't take it very seriously, mm-hmm. but we also, as far as the look of the garment, we have fun in doing it. It's a little tongue-in-cheek. But we really study the garment. We work very hard on putting the garment together. And, you know, I have a very strong team that works with me, and we do everything in India with my partners in India. It's not only under the cuff, though. It's inside the neckband. It's inside the collar. No two shirts are ever alike. And in the last 4 or 5 years, we're getting people to collect them. It's sort of becoming sort of like a cult, and very recognizable for what we also do inside the front placket of the shirt. So it's either embroidered or there's a ribbon going down the front pocket. So we took sort of the basic silhouette, and we've really updated it.
I think for a long time, you're listening to Vibrant Living, we're talking to Robert Stock, who's the inventor of the Robert Graham line of shirts. A very striking, beautiful, one-of-a-kind shirt. Back in the 80s, I met a guy named Robert Ponte. And Ponte, what he would do is he'd go on TV, and he would have people bring in clothes that they considered like their leisure wear, their power clothes. And he would actually not look at the person, but look at their clothes and talk about them. He's a very interesting guy, and he would also talk about quality of fabric. And he really got me thinking about what I was wearing. As a matter of fact, it was because of him that I went out and I got this wool suit. And I remember, to me, back then, a suit was a suit was a suit. It's just, it was maybe a necessity, and not, I didn't really see that having something wool with that quality. He was kind of an out there person. He actually felt that you could actually experience life differently when you didn't. He wasn't into synthetics at all, and he really was into these high quality wools. And He impacted my thinking, and I within a short range, I was doing a TV series, and a company, Falk, I think they're out of business now, sent me this box of clothing. And I remember putting it on, and I never really thought about it that much at the time, but I really began to feel like I was putting on, like royalty. There was one shirt they sent me that was multicolored. As a matter of fact, I remember wearing that shirt down until it was like pretty much just almost disintegrated on my back. I just loved it so much. Do people have an emotional connection to the shirt?
Absolutely. I mean, I have some people that actually collect them, and we know some people that own over 100 to actually almost 300. And the person that almost has 300, he doesn't even wear some of the shirts. He just looks at them, and he actually considers them pieces of art. And that really makes us feel great. I mean, obviously, we want them to wear them at a certain point. But, you know, we take a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of thought process goes into it. I have a terrific team of designers who work for me all over the world. And together, we put together what we think are, you know, sort of like a bouillabaisse, a little of this, a little of that. And hopefully when it's finished, you know, it tastes really good. But you know, we find that the people that wear them, I did a personal appearance last year, and there was a DJ there. He was a size 3XL. He was wearing a T-shirt, and he asked me, he said, Mrs. Stock, do you have a shirt that I might be able to wear? Mm-hmm. And I said, sure, and I gave him a shirt. And when the personal appearance was over at this fine men's specialty store in Connecticut, he said to me, Mrs. Stock, can I buy this shirt? And I said, why? He says, because I've never gotten compliments in my entire life on anything I've ever worn, and six wow. people came over to me today and said, you look great. So I think that's the effect that we have on people, and I think that's what makes Robert Graham so popular, that it's recognizable. When people wear it, they feel good. People come over to them and they compliment them. And a lot of people have said, you know, you've actually changed my life. You've made me feel good. That's why I do say, you know, we're in, you know, the feel-good business, not necessarily the clothing business. Mm. It's like good wine, good food, good music. It makes you feel good. And when you wear one of our garments, most people do really feel good.
I asked you the other day when we were chatting about what moved you in your creative process, what kind of, you know, percolates you. What, you know, when you talk about this idea of feel-good, do you, as an example, there's certain places you go, or...
Yeah, there's a lot of traveling, but you know, color is very important to us, and we make sure that, you know, everything we do is kind of on the bright side, on the happy side. You know, any kind of extra details we put on the shirt, we make them perky, we make them happy, we make. So actually, you know, it comes from all over. It comes from vintage clothing. It comes from old movies. It comes from traveling all over the world, you know, tropical places, being on beaches, just spending a lot of time in India where we manufacture all our garments, and which is a great place for textiles, spending a lot of time in Italy. So the inspiration comes from a lot of different places and a lot of different areas. And we sort of have a formula down now, which is really working. And what's great about it is that we just don't necessarily ever do anything the same twice. Every shirt is completely individual. We never use the same fabric. We never use the same trims from season to season. The inside of the shirt is kind of amazing also, because I was at a restaurant in Boston the other day. I told you this story. Mm-hmm. A gentleman walked by that was wearing one of our new shirts that just came out. It was kind of an aggressive shirt. It was a paisley, and it had a check bib going down the front, a houndstooth black and white check bib going down the front. He had a tan, and I said, where'd you get that shirt? And he goes, Cabo St. Lucas. And we just started talking. I told him who I was, and he got really excited. He came over. He says, can I buy you a drink? I said, yeah, it was great. And he says, you know what's amazing about your shirts? And I said, what's that? He goes, you know, every one of them is different. And he says, you know, he says, when I show them to people, mm-hmm. and they look at the inside of the shirt where we actually put our name, and where it's usually an embroidery or a different fabric,
yes,
or an applique. Most of the time it's an embroidery. Every embroidery is different. He says, well, people say, well, you know, but nobody sees that. And he says, yeah, but I see it. And it's almost like a painting that people collect and really don't care who else sees it, but they look at it every day and they appreciate it. So a lot of the people that buy our clothing really appreciate and really understand what goes into it and how much time and effort goes into it, and really appreciate the little details sort of almost like a rummaging through a you know, like a treasure hunt, and finding things on the shirts. You know, they could be little details here and there, whether it's a ribbon across the back, or whether it's a little detail that's on the tail, or a little embroidery on the front of the tail, or on the inside of the cuff, there's a little embroidery. There's always something that people are looking for, and it's kind of amazing. When I do these PAs, people come over to me, and they'll hold the shirt up, and they go, okay, you know, where is it? I can't find it. And sure enough, I'll show them where the extra little touch is, and it gets them excited. And it's really fun to see, because when you think about, in general, you know, men basically, you know, are very classic, very, you know, it's not like women where you can wear, you know, low cut, you know, short skirts, long skirts, very fitted. You know, men usually just, you know, wear very classic, simple things. And, you know, we've given them something to really aspire to and to really love.
What's your website so people could take a look at some of the shirts, Robert?
www.robertgraham.us.
I want to tell you, I'm inspired to be wearing some of the shirts. And one of my green listeners just asked me, is there anything green about the shirts? Anything that...
You know, we're delving into some green, and we think it's important. You know, it's an area that we know going forward we're going to have to get more into it. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're kind of in the fashion business, and, you know, we're trying to sell fashion. And yeah. It's a little difficult to get everything green that we use, but we are delving into it more and more, and we're trying to really develop more fabrics that are natural. I mean, all this stuff is cotton, but we're not using all organic cotton yet. We're starting to get into it.
Robert, I appreciate you being with us. I'm looking forward to our next conversation, and feel good. I love that. I love the idea of putting something on to make you feel good. It's simple things like that that actually will often make the day, and I appreciate what you're doing. And also appreciate the Tracy over there. She's fantastic at your office. Thank you for being on Vibrant Living. We're going to take a brief pause. And did I say Tracy? It's Stacy, right?
No, Robert. Tracy.
Tracy, yeah, she's wonderful. Yeah, I want to tell you that I felt welcome right in. I felt a good feeling from the company as soon as I spoke to her.
That's great.
Thanks very much, Robert. Stay with us. There'll be more Vibrant Living in a moment. I'm Glenn Brooks. Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. I'm about to hand the baton off to my good friend, Dr. Pat Baselli, as she brings her new world of thinking, health, and her own creative way of delivering it. You'll be able to be in good hands with my friend, Dr. Pat Baselli, from 10 to 12, Monday through Friday, right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW.
This is nice.
I was hoping you'd like it. It's my special
risk. I'm sorry, sir, but it appears as though your credit card has been declined.
Did everyone hear that? This person right here, credit card declined. Oh. If we can please have an awkward silence the next 10 seconds.
Whoa, what's with the megaphone?
Just trying to properly illustrate your embarrassment and humiliation to the public, sir.
What?
If everyone could start mumbling and shaking their heads. Nice, ma'am, I like that with the pointing. Mm. He's shaking like a leaf. Good job.
Hey, buddy, please, I'm with a date here. Look, so I'm late on a few payments. I'll make it up next month. Promise.
Mm-hmm. He promises to pay it all back next month. Can we have an aww?
Don't worry, Adam. It happens to everybody. This has no effect on our date whatsoever.
Really?
Yes, really. There just won't be another one. See ya.
And she's off.
Wait, come back. I have other cards. I have other restaurants.
Putting more on your card than you can afford to spend can lead to even bigger problems, like public humiliation. Don't let your credit put you in a bad place. Go to controlyourcredit.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Ad Council.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks. Yeah, it's great having you with us, and I appreciate very much your feedback, your calls, and also those of you who have been working with me personally, Unscripted Power Coaching. I cherish working with you. Often what I found is that people develop a different approach people's development, what I mean is the people that really embarked on a different kind of life, let's call it a vibrant life, a big, awesome life, began to just see and do things differently. And I would get around them, and we'll call it the V factor. They have this vibrant factor, and the best way I can describe it is they just had something that they saw that moved them. There was something that they could see or sense that moved them. And when I first met my teacher, Paul Bragg, he had tuberculosis when he was 18. And he said to me that when he recovered, he knew that he was going to impact millions of people. He knew that, including he saved Jack LaLanne's life. But he said that was a very important turn. He saw that he had a different relationship to life. And then he saw, which is very difficult. It's particularly difficult when you go through something, that there was a bigger gift. There was a bigger contribution that he had in relation to life through the gift of the crisis. And this last few months, I've noticed more personally, and other people around me have been going through different kinds of emotional turbulence. And it's a challenge, because I think most of us haven't had the education. At the same time, the ability to let a crisis become a calling, so that instead of it being a dreaded opponent, we could use it to wake up a little bit more, to use it to move things forward in our lives. There's nothing more, in a sense, miraculous than that. Tomorrow, I want to let you know about tomorrow's show with Sean Eddy. We're going to continue with the hidden history of real food. We'll have Vijaya Nair come back on. She's a Harvard-trained doctor who turned her health around. And we're going to talk about five foods. One of those foods, when we talk about the hidden history of real food, is bread. Bread, real bread, with whole grains, is a very different food than white bread. And when Dr. His last name was Rubin, he wrote a book called, I think it was World Without Colon Cancer. And he talked about these countries that got the full fiber. And so one of the things, when we look at the hidden history of food, once again, is the deliciousness of the food, the unique fragrance, the unique texture. The first time I got in touch with this was, I was a teenager, and I went to a farmer's market on the tip of Long Island. And I saw an apple that was an organically grown apple. And it was huge. It was and it was weird shaped. And I thought, why don't apples look that way in the supermarket? And I began to ask people, and I got this book. It's an old book now by Beatrice Trom Hunter. Beatrice Trom Hunter. She wrote a book called Consumer Beware, I think was one of them. And I started to read about food. I remember being at the high school library, and I was reading about food, and I was thinking, wow, this is incredible. This food has been taken and turned to something else. So with apples, there was something about they were grown and commercialized that uniformed them. So this wonderful, beautiful, one-of-a-kind apple that I saw was almost a non-existent thing. And if you will, the kind of a counterfeit apple. Now, apples, of course, are a much less, now this is, 20-something years ago. And now, there's the idea of cloning food, cloning animals. I know in Seattle here, there's a lot of awareness to this. And yet, I think that we all need to be active and aware so we could keep bringing to people this idea that the real food is what we really want. And I asked someone the other day, I said, what was your experience of changing your diet to real food? And they told me that really their experience was a better life. They actually just felt better, about the environment, the people around them. I know for me that one day I was very kind of overwhelmed and confused, and I was going to meet this guy, Sandy. I'll never forget this. It was the winter, and it was very cold. And he was making a stew with root vegetables. And he told me if I ate some of these vegetables that were root vegetables, it would ground me. And I remember it was the winter, and I always took for granted having orange juice in the winter. And I remember giving up orange juice because I realized it wasn't a regional food. And I began to pay attention to the regional food, where it was grown, and how it impacted me. So in the winter, and I don't want to be dogmatic about this, it was just an awareness that allowed me to be in tune with food in a way that I had more awareness of it rather than I was just eating food that was, you know, grown anywhere. And it was a simple thing, and it was kind of fun to pay attention to that. Because in my household, you know, like, orange juice we just had through the winter. It was kind of a given. And I stopped that winter for the heck of it drinking orange juice, and I realized it felt like, in my mood, you know, in my experience, it made a difference, having more root vegetables. So I'm just kind of playing with that idea. I want to invite you guys to be part of a Unscripted Power coaching call next Wednesday, and it's Seattle time. It is at 10 in the morning. And this is in relation to writing. I'm doing a little mini writing group on Wednesday. So if you're interested, just give me a call, please. It's 413-582-0705, 413-582-0705. And if you're interested also in being part of Unscripted Power as it comes to Seattle, you could also, that's May 1st and 2nd, you can give me a jingle at 413-582-0705. As well as, you know, I leave the phone open also for comments. If there's anything that is moving you or touching you, or you want to see me get into more, you know, a topic or a particular person that moved you, I'd like to know that as well. And to keep the stream of our communication open, my email is vibrantliving@yahoo.com. Well, actually, I'm going to give you another email. I'm going to give you a better email. I'm getting used to that one. I have a better one now, which is Glenn, GLENN, dot vibrantliving@gmail.com. So that's Glenn, GLENN, dot vibrantliving@gmail.com. And, yeah, if anything that bubbles to you that you want to see me respond to, or, and also any of it, I'm still looking at people in Seattle that are writers, that are wellness kind of entrepreneurs, to join the Vibrant Living team as writers, also to potentially produce an event in Seattle. You can give me a call as well. And I'm eager to be with you again tomorrow, and I want to tell you that tomorrow is the Sean Endy program, and I tell you, Sean has been such a gift to me there in Seattle. It's definitely worth telling. It's the worth in the contribution she brings. And for me personally, really, I've never met anybody in this thing called network marketing like Sean. I really get the sense of her commitment there. And I'm learning. You know, I'm letting go of and seeing through her eyes how this could be a business full of integrity and contribution. And so I invite you tomorrow to be with us to speak about the hidden history of real food. Also to hear some of Sean's ideas about how in this economy this particular business changed her life. And take your questions, as well as to take in some other information about these five foods. And if you want to think ahead of it tomorrow, I'd love you to, the idea of the five foods is, what five foods that we commonly eat aren't the food they once were, the counterfeit foods? We're going to talk about this more. Hey, your life's precious, enjoy it. Thanks for being with us. I'm Glenn Brooks. I want to thank Dr. Neer, Robert Stock, and I appreciate you guys. And thank you, Benny.